This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Hey, oh, by the way, guess who's here? Jennifer Wagner from Go West. How are you, Jennifer?
I am wonderful. Good. You know, this is what we look forward to all year long, right?
The big conference.
And, but everybody being here together, especially after the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's good to get back in person.
And just the energy, the vibe, the, you know, the collaboration that credit unions bring, it feels great.
Yep, it does. Yeah. Like I was telling Troy earlier, is that every conference I've been to this year, they've had record attendance. So yep. People are looking to get out and
we realize how much we need it.
Yep, agreed.
In our lives.
Agreed. So let's talk about the conference here real quick.
Yep.
Advocacy is everyone's job, and it's not hard. According
to
you guys.
Be.
So, yeah, so tell us about the advocacy. We addressed a little bit with Troy earlier, but let's talk about your perspective. Since Go West has officially launched the merger of the former Northwest and Mountain West Association, how is that advocacy evolving now that the two entities are combined?
Well, if you talk to Troy, you heard him say advocacy is job one at Go West. And that is no surprise. But really, it was reiterated as we were going out doing town halls as a part of this, the potential of a merger, meeting with credit unions in all six states, asking for their feedback. What do they value in an association? What is it that they want, you know, a potential new organization to really embody? And it was clear.
Yeah.
Advocacy. They really do see our role, job one, as being advocacy. So we've felt that and lived that, and it's fun to put it on stage, literally and figuratively here at Max. We are so excited by the potential that advocacy as part of a six-state organization can bring. There's no question it means more influence. There's no question it means more access. There's no question it means more resources.
Yeah,
and
no
something
doubt.
We talked about in the town halls and when we looked at a merger is a merger anytime will bring some efficiencies. What we reiterated in our conversations was that advocacy was not a place where we were looking to create efficiencies. In fact, the opposite was true. Bringing together two organizations to create Go West was about putting additional resource into advocacy so we could do more. So we could add additional resource in regulatory advocacy, add additional resource in federal advocacy, and just build on, you know, the success that we've had and see what's possible with six states.
Yeah, and that stronger push is obviously going to move the needle, right? And doing it consistently, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Consistent, absolutely.
Indeed, that's the key here. So say more, why is advocacy everyone's job? Can you share a little?
Absolutely.
Because I mean,
yeah, because there are people who say I pay dues to the, you know, to Go West for you to advocate for me.
Right.
And absolutely, that is true. But I can promise you, there's a difference between me walking into a state legislator or a member of Congress's office and being your lobbyist, and a credit union leader walking in and being a constituent, a voter, a neighbor, you know, someone who serves on the local chamber, on the local rotary. All politics is local. And where we can do everything in our power to structure and coordinate advocacy and make sure folks are prepared and briefed and are going to be successful, the ability to move the needle is all based on credit union folks engaging with their local neighbor as a voter, as a community member, and delivering that message.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be hard, right? So, I mean,
So
how does Go West make new and first-time advocates comfortable? Because again, this is not a hard thing.
It doesn't have to be a hard thing. It can be so intimidating. And and these days, that's even more true because you turn on the news and everyone looks angry.
That's why I don't turn on the news.
Everyone in D.C. looks angry. But But here's what we tell folks if they've never done this before. Tell your story. You work for the best industry out there. Talk to your elected official about why you love your credit union. That's advocacy. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Yeah. And in that, as you talk about what you love about the credit union, you're underscoring the difference, the credit union difference, the not-for-profit, local, cooperative, member-owned. That all comes out as you're bragging about the work you do. That's advocacy. The other thing we talk about is, you know, when you walk into a member of Congress's office, mm-hmm. you're the expert on credit unions.
Oh, completely.
You're the smartest one in the room. Yeah, so allow that confidence, you know, to give you some comfort. Mm-hmm. They're the expert on, you know, what's going on in the legislature mm-hmm. and bills and all mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. but they don't know about your business.
Right,
So be confident that you know your business. And actually, if you're talking about an issue, a legislative issue, mm-hmm. from the perspective of how that impacts your day-to-day work, it actually has more influence on the legislature.
Well, and they appreciate it too, because you know their time is precious, just like our time is precious. So to have that succinct message in there, and again, deliver it confidently. So to deliver it, they appreciate that, and who knows? Hey, they'll have you back, you know. So.
And what I love to see is we'll have somebody who's a first timer, and they'll say, "I'm really nervous. I'm really intimidated," and you know that's okay. So in the first meeting, you know, just watch. Kind of take it all in, watch some others who have done it before, mm-hmm. step in, mm-hmm. and I promise 99% of the time that person walks out, and in the next meeting, they're ready.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Now I get it. Yeah. It's not as scary as I thought, and they are stepping in and helping deliver the message, mm-hmm. and from there, it's in your blood.
It's a piece of cake.
Piece of cake, exactly.
So if an advocate had to share just one message with a policymaker, what would it be, and what's the most important thing about that?
So we have a Go West answer to that question.
Oh, I like this. All right.
Again, if you've had Troy, you've maybe heard a little bit of this, but here we talk about SVI.
Okay.
Structure, mm-hmm. value, mm-hmm. and impact. And if we can explain in our advocacy work that the structure of credit unions is different, it is a not-for-profit model, cooperative model, that structure allows credit unions to deliver value mm-hmm. to their members mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, access, lower fees, mm-hmm. better rates, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Who are also the owners
of the credit union. Who are also the owners.
Yeah.
Then we can make an impact in the community. So
Got structure, value, impact. I like that.
And if elected officials truly understand that, they'll get it.
Yeah.
They'll get the credit union difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we message over and over and over again. Got to do it a lot of times.
No doubt. And I always heard the kicker to that is to share a story, like you said earlier, share a story to kind of illustrate what that means. So
that's right. That's right. That's what's memorable.
That paints that picture clearly for them. So
exactly.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, last thing here. What tools are you equipping? Are you equipping advocates with this in this coming year in 2023?
Well, this is these particular tools that I want to mention are going to be new tools mm-hmm. in Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming. They're tools that have existed in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and those are our economic impact reports and community impact reports. So we work with an economic firm mm-hmm. in the West mm-hmm. and work with credit unions to collect a whole bunch of data, branch level data. Mm-hmm. They then push it through an economic model mm-hmm. and spit out this is the impact credit unions have on the economy, on the state economy, mm-hmm. on the local mm-hmm. economy. Mm-hmm. And it has been a game changer for us in terms of credit union advocacy, because we can talk all day about how credit unions are different, they're unique, they deliver value, but then to have the data that says, oh, and here's the proof of that. that backs it up, and their the elected officials' eyes.
Yeah, when they hear those numbers,
get a little. All of a sudden, you're providing jobs.
Yeah,
you're a big part of the economy mm-hmm. of our state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the economic. The other tool is the other side of that, community impact. Volunteerism, financial literacy, grants, scholarships,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unique programs that you're working on in your community and a part of. So again, data,
yeah,
but telling your community impact story mm-hmm. along with your economic
yeah.
impact story. We're pretty excited to roll that out here before the sessions in 2023 in all six states.
Exciting stuff, and very powerful stuff too, for sure.
Makes a difference,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, something about those numbers. When people see numbers and we see a vast increase or
yeah.
a decrease or yes, or efficiency type stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that just that sets
it
the tone
underscores,
right there.
It underscores the message that we give.
Completely. All right, Jennifer. Well, I know you have a busy schedule as well here, so I'm going to let you go. But
thank you
so much for your time as always. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to talking advocacy with you again here
anytime.
Soon.
Anytime.
All right.
Appreciate
anytime.
You being
all
here.
All right, good. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.